Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, thank you. Monday's always a fun Monday. Day here on 95 BFM Breakfast. And you know, I always say bring a book, and you do.
Yeah.
So what have you got for us?
I've got one here. I've got this wonderful collection of short stories called Things to Do When You're Goth in the Country.
Oh, excuse me, it sounded like you said Things to Do When You're Goth in the Country. Is that
goth
what you said?
In the Country, that's what I said. So this is by a Brooklyn author called Shavisa Woods, and it's like this just American small town grime.
Shavisa,
yes. There was this really popular book a couple of years ago called Hillbilly Elegy, which is this non-fiction insight into small town America and I guess that Trump's America type thing, and this is like the fictionalized version of the,
right.
The
short stories
belly.
Too.
Yeah, do you like short stories?
Love them. I just love a little bit. Like just I love a couple of pages of prose. You know, I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, bring it on. But just paints a little picture there and sends me on my way. You know, always been into a sort of a collection of short stories. Yeah?
Well, this is a goodie, and
not to discount the lengthy novel, but you know.
Yeah, I think it can fit a certain place in your brain, which is really satisfying to like knock off a story on your lunch break or whatever. So this has super arresting prose, and I just want to read one of my favourite sentences in it. There's a woman, she's just like, she's hanging out with her brothers and she's just smoking cigarette after cigarette. And she says, I wanted to line up all of the cigarettes I could fit between my lips like overgrown teeth and set them on fire.
Yuck.
But there's two amazing stories in this. And what? So one highlight was the story called Zombie, where two 11-year-old girls start spending time with a homeless meth junkie who lives in a mausoleum in a graveyard. They just come bring her food and look after her. And she's earning money in lots of different ways, and they can't really figure out why.
Uh-huh.
But it's a super hilarious and charming story. But the best one...
It's funny because it doesn't sound like it'd be a super hilarious and charming story in real life, does it?
Maybe they're the worst words to use to describe it. But there is
Goths
that
in a
coming
graveyard,
through.
Though.
So it's like that darkness, but then that humour coming from underneath, which I love. And then one of my favourite stories is called A New Mohawk, where there's this transgender man wakes up one day to have a miniature Gaza Strip replicated in his mohawk.
What?
It's so crazy. I've never read anything
That's
like
That's a book
it.
Right there. That's excellent. Non-fiction?
So it's Flesh and Blood animated replica of the Gaza Strip, and it's true. Like, he goes to the doctor and they're like, yeah, you've got the Gaza Strip living in your mind.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't want to get picky because it is fictional, but I mean, how did this person, this transgender individual realise it was the Gaza Strip?
Because what was happening on TV was what was happening. So if someone, like, you know, people were killed over here, the people fly off his head and he collects them.
Like lice.
Yeah, like lice.
Hold on, what?
But I guess that it shows the imagination of this book and how she pushes the boundaries of what's, you know, what's normal and what's not. And so I just thought it was imaginative, raw, it's political, it's super feminine as well. And she really explores these like just kind of like funny, niggly relationships. So it was super, super awesome. I loved it. And there was another book that I read recently.
You know, you can't get a better endorsement than super, super awesome. I loved it. You really can't, you know, from someone who is so well read. But if you're prepared to say it's super, super awesome, I loved it, then that's pretty much top of the heap.
Top of the heap, yeah. And there's this other book that I read last week called Her Body and Other Parties by Carmen Maria Machado, which kind of reminds me of this. It's short stories again, but has the feminine, but then the sci-fi, like, you know, there's like...
Sci-fi.
This woman is talking through all of the sexual partners she's had, but then the undertone of this like worldwide virus that kills everybody starts coming through. Like,
goodness gracious
apocalypse.
Me, you read some chipper books, don't you?
Yeah, there's some great stuff. I'm so excited for all the books that are coming out this year. There's such good shit.
Three cheers
out.
For books, eh?
Yes, yeah. So highly recommended. Great title, great cover. As you can see, it's a beautiful, beautiful
yeah,
little
cover.
Hardback black cover with silver.
I want to go and buy it today. How much is it going to cost me?
I have to tell you, this is a little bit of a pricey book, but it's $48.
It's kind of cool looking, though.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It'll be a beautiful gift. And I'm
may I hold it? May I hold it in my hands?
You can hold it. The paperback will be out, I reckon, in about 6 months.
I don't know if you want the paperback. You want this one, don't you? This is beautiful. This really does feel like a special book.
It's a special one.
That could go in your satchel when you're
so I'm just gonna
having
open
your
it up
picnic
and,
in
I'm
the
open it up and
Grafton
just read.
Cemetery.
I'm just going to open it up and read just a paragraph from
okay.
Well, not that one. It's a bit risque with nipples and the like in it. I'll do another one. Hang on. Stand by. Action 60s did quite an in-depth series on occult toys over the years. It's a little-known fact that many members of the Pagans occult are toy manufacturers and own numerous design companies and movie studios. There are real witches in the world, real pagans running the gamut from Wiccans to Satanists to demonologists, and they attempt to subliminally influence children through cartoons and by embedding magical objects disguised as toys in ordinary homes.
Yeah, yeah.
Closing the book, handing it back.
Thank you.
There we
that
go.
Sounds
that
amazing.
Sounds
pretty gothy.
Yeah, it's pretty gothy.
Yes.
We've got some pretty gothy music to play for you as well.
Thank
from
you.
From an American pretty gothy band.
Great read.
One of my favourite gothy songs. Sort of new goth, if that's a new goth, that sounds like a good genre.
So that's it, time out now?
Time out now.
Once again, name of the book is called
Things to Do When You're Goth in the Country and Other Stories by Shavisa Woods.
Magnificent. Thank you. Have a great day, Jenna. Have a great week, Jenna. See you again soon.
Bye.
Too. This is Red Flags and Late and Long Nights by Banker She Wants Revenge. Wow, wow.
was Loose Reads.